I'm Craig Anderson, and welcome to another special edition of Clan Radio. Well, if you heard my interview with Brayhead's Operations Director, Gareth Chalmers, he revealed that the first signing was imminent. Well, I can tell you the first player is with me on the line now, but before I reveal who it is, I'll give you some clues first. Firstly, he's a re-signing, and he's back with the club for another season. Two, he made 61 appearances for Clan last year, scoring 8 goals and assisting in 14, notching 22 points in total, and had 72 penalty minutes. And the last clue, he's a former Hull Stingray and Sheffield Steeler, and he worked with coach Ryan Finnerty at Steelers before coming to Glasgow with him at Brayhead last year. Have you got it yet? Well, no more suspense. On the line, delighted to join me, is none other than Lee Esders. Lee, congratulations on being Brayhead Clan's first signing of the summer. Firstly, how does it feel to be coming back to Glasgow after what was a successful season last year for you?
Yeah, I'm excited to get the new season underway. Now I know where I'm heading for next season, and I'm looking to build on what we achieved last year, playing for such a good organisation as the Bray Clan.
That's it. Now, we've had a few weeks since the season ended, and we had that fantastic playoff finals weekend, which was a fantastic experience, I think, for a lot of people, for a lot of different ways. But what moments stood out for you last season in terms of your own experience?
You know what, obviously it was a big year for me. I got rewarded with a lot of ice time from Ryan, and Ryan knows what to expect from me night in, night out, and he rewarded me over the year, and I felt like I grew in confidence over the year, and that's something I'll be looking to get straight back on come start of the season this year. And I feel like we had a great bunch of guys, and everyone battled every night for each other, and we had a team that desired to win, and obviously getting to the playoff Final Four weekend was a massive achievement in Brayhead's such short history. So it was massive for the whole organisation, and credit to all the guys and all the office staff and everything like that. So that's another thing why I signed back there as well, because I want to maybe go on that one step further this year and press on for silverware.
I want to ask you about the team last year. I know ice hockey teams can change from year to year because of contracts and work permits and things like that, even just a change in personnel all round. What was it like playing with that group of guys you talk of there, of it was a great team last year and everything else? It seemed as though even when results weren't going the team's way, that there was a real togetherness among you guys. Is that a fair reflection?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone stood up and counted for each other, and everyone was so close, and we never got down. Everyone seemed to get on very well, like right from the start, and that's what you need in a team. A lot of team bonding stuff right at the start of the year goes a long way, and I guess that showed like last season. Obviously we didn't win the conference or anything like that, but we made the Final Four weekend, and no one expected us to do that, so it was a good season all around.
Now, there were rumours going around towards the end of last season in terms of your own future. It was rumoured that you were perhaps looking to walk away from ice hockey, get yourself a nice full-time job, a trade even, and go on with your life in that respect. Firstly, can you reveal if that was true or not? And secondly, what was it that changed your mind about coming back, and certainly coming back to Brayhead Clan?
You know what, it is always in the back of my mind. Obviously, I know ice hockey's not going to last forever, and I got my trade when I was young, and that's something that'll always stay with me, and it is an option. Like every summer I come back home and I start working as an electrician, and it's like, you know, it's just sometimes you think of things in life and put things into perspective, and yeah, it did cross my mind to walk away from the game, but you know what, after a couple of weeks off and I'm working now, like I feel like I'd miss it a little bit, so yeah, that's why I've signed back again for another year.
Good. Now, this is going to be your fourth season working under Ryan Finnerty. You've obviously got a bit of a rapport with Ryan. Now, how much of a part did he play in getting you to come back to Brayhead? And how influential has he been on your career and your, this will be your fourth season with him?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Ryan brought me to Sheffield, gave me an opportunity to play for one of the, well, if not the best organisation in the Elite League. And I feel like he's rewarded me and stuff, and I feel like we got on so well from day one, and he knows what to expect from me night in, night out, day in, day out, and I know what he expects from me as well, so I guess we get on so well, and we've become good friends over the years, and yeah, I feel like he did play a big part in me coming back.
Now that your ice hockey futures have been sorted out for the coming year, what are you up to over the summer? You touched on the fact you're going to be working over the summer, doing your trade as an electrician. Any other plans?
Obviously over the summer and stuff, I do work full time, and that's basically what keeps me going. But I'm still in the gym every day and working hard, obviously making strides, getting as the season gets closer and stuff like that. Also, looking at other things outside of ice hockey as well. What could work alongside ice hockey and hopefully make money long term. So we'll see.
Good. Well, thanks very much, Lee. Well, that was the first. And there's going to be loads to come. We'll bring you exclusive interviews with the new players first here on Clan Radio. In the meantime, thanks to Lee Esders, thanks to you for listening, and I'll be back with signing number 2 very soon. Keep up to date with the latest at the club by logging onto the website www.brayheadclan.com. The club are also on Facebook and on Twitter at Brayhead_Clan. From me, Craig Anderson, thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.